are listening to The Kevin Smith Show, the number one talk show choice of many galaxies.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place called Planet Earth. Thanks for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Some of you are joining us for the very first time. Welcome aboard. We're delighted to have you. Well, we've got a lot of things to talk about tonight, and let's just start it off with the K-Files e-zine. This is Friday, and that means tonight we start sending out our weekly newsletter. It's an electronic publication. That means it comes to you in your email. All right. Now, if you are not subscribed to that, you really got to ask yourself, where's the genius in that? Because it's free, and it gives you all the inside scoop on what's happening here with the Kevin Smith Show, and it always has articles and links to articles and links to videos. And a free download and in every edition. So, like I said, if you're not subscribed, you got to ask yourself, where's the genius in that? And if you come up with a pretty good answer, I'd like to hear that. Just go over to kevinsmithshow.com and you'll see a button with red letters. It says K-Files e-zine. Now, that'll be your first clue. And then you click on it. And a little screen pops up where you can subscribe, and it takes about 10 seconds. So go over and take a turn at subscribing. All right. Also, I want to remind you about our really cool special offer that is going right now for the members area. If you sign up for our members area and you do a quarterly subscription, we're going to send you this. This is Ed Grimsley's Our Star Wars Reel. And this DVD is, you'll get to see and hear an interview between Joanne Richards and Ed Grimsley, where she tells Ed about her husband's role in a secret space program. You'll also get to see some of Ed's video of UFOs through night vision equipment. Now, that's if you sign up for a quarterly membership. We'll send that to you as a free thank you bonus. If you sign up for an annual membership, you'll get that, and you'll get Ed Grimsley's UFO Wars. Okay, now that's $24.95 if you buy it. That's $10 if you buy it. That's $34.95 value added to your annual membership. We just send it to you to say thank you. So be sure, if you're not a member, become a member tonight, okay? I was privileged today to be interviewed on another radio program, another radio show at KRIM radio station in Sedona, Arizona. And it's called Kit's Corner, and the show is, and the purpose of the interview is the host is interviewing all of the people who are going to be speaking at Ed Grimsley's UFO Night Vision conference. That's coming up in May. If you haven't made your reservations yet, you need to do that. Get your tickets, make your reservations, do it all over at UFOSkywatch.com. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Well, folks, I tell you, this has been a very interesting and very challenging week. It started with, as you may remember, some rather massive interruptions in our show. And, somebody just cutting us off the air many times during the show. And then it climaxed with a total takedown of the computer that handles all the video. And that means that we had to reinstall everything. Even with the various safeguards that we have, and with the safeguards that we've got, it's not an amateur some amateur hacker that's doing this. With the safeguards that we've got, this has to be someone that knows their stuff. And in fact, not only do they know their stuff, I know their stuff. I know precisely what organization and the name of the person that did it. Not nice to mess with Mother Nature or to try to fool me. But anyway, they jammed up the system so badly that we had to just wipe it clean and reinstall everything. Now, when we did, you may remember last night, the audio last night was really horrific on the video stream. Now, on our radio stream, no problem, but on the video stream, it was horrific, really bad. And the reason for that is because, well, let me use an example. Now, did you ever go to the store and buy something that has to be assembled? Maybe it's a piece of furniture. Maybe it was a swing set for the kids. But anyway, you got it home. You got it all unpacked. And you started assembling the thing. And you got right down to the last thing. And something essential is missing. They left something out of the parts packet, and you can't complete the project. Have you ever done that? Well, that's sort of what happened to us. We got everything reinstalled, and then I could not find the disc that had the audio drivers. And so I went searching for audio drivers out on the internet, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, well, all you have to do is just go to the manufacturer's website and download. That's correct. But guess what? They have upgraded their driver, and so now the upgrade produced what you heard last night. Now, these computers are not just a brand name computer, okay? They are, but then they have been modified for us to be able to do the broadcasting. So they're not like right out of the box from the manufacturer. That means that we have to have very specific drivers that will communicate with all of our modifications, okay? And if they don't, then we can't use that driver. So, anyway, you heard what you heard last night. It was awful. As I promised you, when the show was over, I thought, okay, well, I've got some other sound cards. I'll just put one of the other sound cards in and then use the driver for that sound card. Well, again, nothing really ever goes according to plan. And after installing three different sound cards and running into, we could get the audio to work, and then It was running a conflict with video, so we didn't we weren't able to get video with the audio. And we still, I noticed during that break, we've still got one issue to work out there, and that is you can't hear on the video side. You cannot hear the audio for the commercial breaks. So we'll just be playing the same audio as we do on the radio feed and to get through tonight's show. Anyway, I did three of those, and every single audio card I put in, and then, you know, after that, you start installing, you do the driver, and that doesn't work, you do an alternative driver, and that doesn't work, you do an alternative driver, and so forth. And I did this with all three of those. Finally, I put the fourth audio card in, and decided to pull the video card out. So I pulled the video card out. I pulled out the card that handles the cameras. Got the audio to sound like I want it to sound, and then started working around it with all the other stuff. Finally got it all back in, and we're on tonight. I was up till 3 this morning working on that. It has been an interesting and a very challenging week. It has also been interesting because the news is much in a stir again. The media are much in a stir again over statements made by astronaut Edgar Mitchell. Now, most of what I'm going to comment on here tonight is on reporting done by the media organization that I, in my opinion, I refer to them as the Complete Nonsense Network. Now, you may not. You may think they're just wonderful, and that's fine. It's my opinion that CNN stands for Complete Nonsense Network, or ought to. Anyway, I'll give them kudos for reporting on Edgar Mitchell's statements. They are way behind the curve. He's been saying these things for 10 years, and they're finally getting around to reporting about it. He was speaking at the X conference, and he made some very straightforward statements about the existence of extraterrestrial life. And CNN, you know, for them, that was a jaw-dropper. And they haven't heard of anything, I think this is true. I think they have not heard of any life outside their studios. But anyway, Edgar Mitchell said that it is certain that aliens exist, and that's a fact that the United States and other nations have been covering up. And then CNN quoted Mitchell as saying that mankind has long wondered if we're alone in the universe, but only in our period do we really have evidence. They go on with the quote. Edgar Mitchell said, "I urge those who are doubtful, read the books, read the lore, start to understand what has really been going on, because there really is no doubt we are being visited," end quote. Well, you will remember, those of you who have been longtime listeners, you'll remember that we had Edgar Mitchell here on this show. And, in fact, that interview is in our members area archives, the K-Pods. And Dr. Mitchell was very open, very straightforward with his statements about why he thinks as he does. And, you know, he told about, you know, that it was confirmed to him by an admiral that Roswell was indeed an alien craft and that bodies were recovered. In his speech before the X conference, he, I think, alluded to that and said that that admiral is now denying it, but that it did happen. Now, if Edgar Mitchell says it happened, it happened. And I have no doubts about that. So anyway, I saw this. I've been seeing this for the past couple of days here. And these reports, and I saw this one from CNN, and there was a video. So I watched the video. Well, I certainly, I would say they lived down to my expectations. First of all, they talk about UFO enthusiasts, and that's okay. I'm glad they're using that terminology. And they say UFO enthusiasts, and they show this picture of some galaxy out in space, and it says UFO enthusiasts think that the truth is not out there, but in here. And then it scrolls down a picture of the White House. A little bit later, as the narration is talking about the UFO enthusiasts that think that extraterrestrial life has been visiting Earth, as they begin to talk about that, they're showing the picture of the White House, and out on the front lawn of the White House, they cause little green men to appear. Now, I want to say again, for those of you who didn't hear it before, and I want to say for those of you at the Complete Nonsense Network who need to be educated, it is quite obvious you are quite deficient in education. You people in the media, you mindless mudsuckers in the media, invented the little green men stories. It was not invented by or brought up by anyone in the field of ufology. You mindless media mudsuckers invented little green men. But here you are, once again, trotting them out as if that is something that people who are UFO enthusiasts believe in. Nobody in the field of ufology believes in little green men. Nobody has talked about it. The only people who have talked about it are, as I said, you mindless media mudsuckers. Now, I'll give you kudos for at least reporting on the X conference. You wouldn't have done it if Edgar Mitchell hadn't been speaking. Now, let's face it. This was a non-event to you, except that Edgar Mitchell was speaking. And that's why you were there. You want to ridicule him, but you really can't, because you can't even spell astronaut, and he is one. And you're not even really sure how far the moon is from here, and he's been there. So you really can't ridicule too much about Edgar Mitchell. But what you can do is you can slop up the waters with this nonsense like you did putting those little green men out there. That isn't all you did. You tried to slip one in on us again. And, you know, everyone else on this planet may let you get away with it, but I won't. Everyone else may just let it slide, but I won't, because I am really, really ticked, and I am really, really sick and tired of what you have done to the minds of this nation, and indeed to much of the world. You've been dumbing down the world by giving inaccurate, and in some cases, what I think are false reports about a lot of things. And here is another one. You implied by putting those little green men up there that there was something sort of silly about all of this. Well, there's not anything silly about the fact that you're really, really dumb. There's not anything silly about the fact that you've got your heads in the sand and your rear in the air. There's not anything silly about the fact that one of the very few people who have ever walked on the moon was speaking to you and telling you that there is no doubt, it is a certainty, that extraterrestrial life has been visiting Earth. There's nothing silly about that, but you tried to make it sort of cheeky and silly. And ha, ha, ha. Yeah, you reported on the X conference. Yes, you let Dr. Mitchell say what he wanted to say, but then you sandwiched him in between all that nonsensical, complete nonsense network art of little green men. You guys are really dumb. I mean, you really are. You don't get it, do you? You don't get it. Shows like mine included, but it's not the only one, shows like mine, the audience is soaring. The numbers are going through the roof. You guys are losing ad revenue. You're losing viewers. You're losing on your radio broadcast. You're losing listeners. And you don't get it, do you? You're doing all this insult to the public, and then you don't understand why they don't want to listen to you or watch you. You guys are so dumb. It must hurt to get up in the morning when you're that dumb. But that's not all you did. Like I said, you tried to slip one in on us here. As I continued to watch the video, you said something about UFO enthusiasts. The group continues to grow, but at the same time, skeptics are also active. And then you cut to the videos of these two bozos up in Morristown, New Jersey, who claim they did a hoax. Now, I'm not going to let that go, and I'm not going to let this whole hoax thing go, because everything about that hoax, when we apply to it all of the same standards that you insist on when you're looking at UFO videos, we put all the same high standards for evidence on their claims of a hoax, and it falls apart, and it really it reeks of having been orchestrated. I'm not saying it was orchestrated by the government. One would hope they would not be as sloppy as that, but the whole thing reeks of having been orchestrated, and perhaps even orchestrated after the fact. But you tried to just slip it in and just say that it was real, that their claims of a hoax were real. Well, they were real claims, but they can't prove they did it. They can't prove that those UFOs that were spotted and by the people in Morristown, New Jersey, they can't prove that those were their balloons with flares on it. They can't even prove that they can fly a balloon with a flare on it tied with fishing line. You can launch one that way, but you can't fly one for very long that way. They can't even prove that. They haven't done it. They can't even prove that they were actually talking to the TV station when they allegedly called from their cell phone to report, to file a hoax report about seeing UFOs. And you guys down at the Complete Nonsense Network once again excelled in your complete ineptitude and inability to ask the right questions, to even ask questions. You didn't even question what these guys were claiming. Now, here on this show, I have had a counterintelligence disinformation expert discuss with me that so-called hoax and the evidence. He agreed with me that the whole thing reeks of having been orchestrated. Here on this show, I asked the critical questions. And here on this show, I said this evidence would not hold in court. It's very shaky. And I had a judge that called in and said that's true. It's got some real problems. But you guys down at CNN, you just take a big paintbrush, dip it in a lot of manure, and paint it across the country and think people are just going to accept it because, by God, it's CNN. Well, not all of us buy your manure. You know, you build stories out of manure, and then you whitewash them and tell us that's not manure. But it is. I don't care if you whitewash it. That's what it is. You really, as I said, it must be painful when you get up in the morning to get up and know you're as dumb as you are. I mean, if you're not dumb, if you're really not dumb, it must be painful to get up and know you have to act that dumb in order to keep your job at CNN. We'll be back. welcome back. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. This kind of garbage is what I'm talking about whenever I get on a tear about major media, and I stay on one pretty often about major media. It is complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. Now, they implied that there's, in their video report, they implied that, you know, there's just not much evidence to support the UFO enthusiasts. I will give them credit for this. They did show John Podesta. I think it was, yeah, John Podesta. When he made the statement that the U.S. government needs to open its UFO files. And then they talked about the whole thing with President Obama, and they showed President Obama answering a question about extraterrestrial life. That was back during the campaign. So I give them credit for that. But see, that's what they're hoping. They're hoping that they can build a manure sandwich and just put enough pickles and ketchup on it that you will eat it. This has got to stop. And the only way that it's ever going to stop, I guess, is for the Complete Nonsense Network to take the big swirly down the tube, just like a bunch of newspapers have done this year and some other media outlets have done this year. You know, like I said, you guys, your numbers are in the tank and you can't figure out why. Have you looked at what the polls say about the opinion of the American public regarding UFOs? If you had, and if you had paid attention, you would realize that that kind of reporting spits in the face of the majority of America. And then you want them to keep coming to you for their news? I'll say to you what I said to the politicians last week. You must be drinking some kind of weird Kool-Aid. The story implied that there's just not all that much evidence, real evidence out there. But all the real evidence is on the side of ufology. All the real evidence is on the side of those who say that UFOs are real and that extraterrestrial life is a very high probability. Evidence like NASA's own videos showing extraterrestrial objects. I showed you one right here on this show. I showed you a video clip from NASA right here on this show where the shuttle is up and the camera is looking forward of the shuttle and there are some objects. And you hear the NASA narrator saying, the person who's doing the on-air narration for NASA TV, you hear her say that these are reflections. And then you hear the actual flight controller speaking with the astronauts, and he says, can you confirm that those are reflections? And the astronaut says, no, that's three real objects. Those are three objects out there. All right, so, you know, the real evidence, the actual evidence, CNN, is against you. The evidence is on the side of those you ridicule. It is not on the side of you who do the ridiculing. For instance, the UFO traffic report, Friday, April the 24th, includes 13 sightings over 9 states, according to selected witness statements filed with MUFON. 13 sightings over 9 states. And there's not much evidence. I would like for the folks down at the Complete Nonsense Network to understand that it's not some uneducated bozo that believes that UFOs are real. It's not some uneducated, uninformed, easily influenced and manipulated individual. We're talking about people like General Douglas MacArthur. General Douglas MacArthur made this statement. He said, "The next war will be an interplanetary war. The nations of the Earth must someday make a common front against attack by people from other planets. The politics of the future will be cosmic or interplanetary." That's General Douglas MacArthur. Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter said, "I don't laugh at people anymore when they say they've seen UFOs. I've seen one myself." J. Edgar Hoover. By the way, CNN, these are names that the rest of us know. We're familiar with them, but you may want to look them up in Wikipedia. J. Edgar Hoover sent a memo that said, "We must insist upon full access to disks discovered or recovered. For instance, in the L.A. case, the Army grabbed it and would not let us have it for cursory examination." That's J. Edgar Hoover. Monsignor Corrado Balducci. He said, "Extraterrestrial contact is a real phenomenon. The Vatican is receiving much information about extraterrestrials and their contacts with humans from its embassies in various countries, such as Mexico, Chile, and Venezuela." All right, now, you might say, yeah, but, you know, none of the... Okay, you got a great general, you got a president, you got the head of the FBI, you got a Catholic priest. But look, science is not on the side of this. Well, how about Professor Stephen Hawking? You ever heard of him? CNN, you might want to look that one up. He said, "Of course it is possible that UFOs really do contain aliens, as many people believe, and the government is hushing it up." Dr. J. Allen Hynek, Air Chief Marshal Lord Dowding, commander of RAF Fighter Command during the Battle of Britain, said, "I am convinced that these objects do exist and that they are not manufactured by any nations on Earth." Ronald Reagan, Mikhail Gorbachev. What did Gorbachev say? He said, "The phenomenon of UFOs does exist, and it must be treated seriously." And I could go on and on and on and on and on. The point of all of this is, if for you and for me, who are those of you who are listening, and for me, the point is, if we continue to allow these news agencies and government agencies to get away with selling manure and calling it gold, they'll keep doing it. We have to be able to recognize in their manure, we have to be able to recognize what they're trying to do. So they toss a bone to the UFO community by doing this story on the X conference. They toss a bone and then surround their report with all the possible mud-sucking silliness they can. Like I said, you'll get what you will put up with. And if you don't demand of news agencies that they tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and stop all that silly, nonsensical crap, they're going to keep serving that up. They will just keep doing it. You're getting run over because you got run over yesterday and you got run over the day before and you never did anything about it. That's why you're getting run over. And you're going to be run over again tomorrow because they will keep doing it until you resist it. They will keep doing it until you let them know enough is enough. I give them credit for doing the report. Kudos for that, for at least mentioning this very important conference. Kudos for that. But ladies and gentlemen, that's where the kudos stop. That's where they have to stop. You have to understand that these people have stood in front of cameras and read absolutely false reports. I don't know if they knew they were false. I suspect they do. I suspect they did know. I know in one case, one particular case, they did know, one that I'm familiar with. And they've stood there and read to you sheer manure. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. Until you shut off their water. I guess that is what it will take. I guess it will take CNN circling the drain hole. And not just them, other news agencies as well. They just happen to be the one that put together the report I saw and to which I'm objecting. I guess they have to circle the drain hole before they finally get the message. I don't think they're bright enough to get it any other way. And the only way for that to happen is for you to let them know what you think about their handling of this kind of information. And actually, of all information, because they do this kind of sloppy stuff with just about all information they handle. Now tonight, we're going to open up the telephone line and let you comment, let you say what you want to say. You don't have to talk about this. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. I know that we have folks who listen to this show in Morristown and surrounding areas. And, you know, I'm not saying that I am, but I may be the only voice in this country that has raised and said, hang on a minute. That so-called hoax, the evidence they produced, maybe they did a hoax, but the evidence they produced certainly does not support any type of belief that it's valid. The evidence they produced, the video, the audio, does not in any way support the idea that what you saw in the skies above Morristown were balloons and flares. Might have been, but you can't say that the evidence they presented proves that. It's shaky. It's full of holes. It's got all kinds of there are all kinds of questions that need to be answered about that evidence, and they haven't answered them. But then again, I have to admit, the major big boy news agencies like the Complete Nonsense Network haven't asked the questions. They just report the story and put it out there as though, well, sure, people are going to accept that's true. Now, you got to ask yourself, if they did that with a UFO video and just put it out there and said, this flew over New York, would people buy it? Would they believe it? Probably not. They would want more evidence. They would want more proof. They would want questions to be answered. But they put this story out that it's a hoax, and everybody just swallows it. Hook, line, and sinker. You're caught. We'll be back. We're back, and I have run the course of the my observations about this CNN thing. If silly were spelt with a C, it would be appropriate, I think, to call that type of reporting the Silly News Network. All right. The telephone lines are open. 602-539-9580 is the telephone number. Toll free, if you need to call me toll free, don't hesitate to do so. The toll free number is 888-223-4599. Now, if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. The flash message is accessed by going over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Just go over to my website, scroll down, you'll see a link that says flash message, and click that, and you can send me a flash message. If you're in the United States or Canada, please use our telephone number. I'd like to know what you think about this kind of reporting, but it is open line, so we will, in fact, accept any topic you wish to talk about as long as it's not politics, all right? All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi.
Hi. It's really interesting that you would bring up the list of famous people who believe in UFOs.
Uh-huh.
I belong to a chat group online called psychics.com. Anyway, there is a member there, a Dr. Riles, Donald Riles, and he, like, sends in different UFO. He has his own blog where he sends in these different UFO stories. And the funny thing is, I just happened to click on that earlier, and then you were just talking about it on the show.
Oh, you've seen the list.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, I think that CNN needs to take a look at it.
Dr. Hermann Oberth, mm-hmm. who's a Nazi rocket engineer.
Yeah.
He said that it's his thesis that flying saucers are real and that they are spaceships from another solar system. There is no doubt in my mind that these objects are interplanetary craft of some sort. I and my colleagues are confident that they do not originate in our solar system. And also Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
He stated that I'm not at liberty to discuss the government's knowledge of extraterrestrial UFOs at this time. I'm still personally being briefed on the subject. And then Dr. Walter Rydell, research director of the Nazi rocket research establishment at Primumonde, I don't know if I pronounced it right or not, I am completely convinced that UFOs have an out-of-world basis. So I just thought it was really interesting that you would comment on that and that, you know, I kind of just went on it myself, you know, clicked on it myself. We must be reading each other's minds tonight or something.
Well, that's possible. What do you think about? Have you seen this this video clip of the CNN report, the one that I've been talking about?
You mean about the UFO, the
conference,
the balloons, and all that stuff, and the flares?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it, but I did see that the guys who did it were charged.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about the CNN coverage of the X conference, and they interviewed Edgar Mitchell.
No, I have not seen that.
Yeah. And then right after, I mean, you know, here's the deal. If they had left the little green men out, I probably would have given them a 4 out of a possible 10 as a grade. But they put these little green men in, on the lawn in front of the White House. And, you know, the problem with that is that the general public doesn't know where the story of little green men came from. It was invented by mindless, mud-sucking media.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in ufology has come up with that. That is purely media fiction, and then they put it out there to use it to sort of discredit people who think that UFOs are real and that we are being visited. Well,
right.
You know, that tactic is so packed with manure. It's just packed with manure. And I'm really sick and tired of the major media doing that sort of thing. And I'm just going to call their hand on it every time I see it. they deserve to swirl the drain.
Well, I agree with you on that. I just really think that it just seems kind of funny to be taking classes in college, majoring in journalism, when all they're writing about is Hollywood celebs these days. You know, they think that that's more important than possibly having, extraterrestrials, or who I call star brothers and star sisters, amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many things that are going on around us. I mean, in addition to UFOs, I mean, sightings of cryptozoological creatures, the inner Earth, Nikola Tesla's discoveries, the Philadelphia experiment. I mean, there's so many things going on that they should focus on, even the general things that are going on in our world today. I mean, the increase in the violence of nature, worldwide famine occurring now, the swine flu down in Mexico. I mean, there's so many things going on that they should be really focusing on instead of worrying about, what Britney Spears is going to be wearing at her next concert or something like that.
Well, the big question is, will she be wearing anything?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks for the call.
All right, Kev, have a good night.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just atrocious for a news network like CNN to fall from whence they have fallen. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Don.
How you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I agree with you about the little green men thing. It's embedded in society so deeply. It's now it's become a stumbling block. And the news media, and that's a big stumbling block for ufology, too, is the news media. Until we can get the news media to start taking this more serious, the masses are not going to take it serious because they do take their cue from the mainstream media. I just had a new logo designed from a logo company for my website, and I told them what I want, and I told them how important it was that this be presented in a way that is not to look silly. And they did me up a little alien, and it was the typical, stereotypical little green Martian alien. And I said, no, I said, you got to remove that. I said, I told you guys, I don't want this to look silly. And they had no intention to do that. I mean, they're a great company and everything. And they did do the correction. And it was to my point that it's embedded in society so deeply, this little green Martian type guy.
Mm-hmm.
Until we change that concept, until we change the media and get them to take this whole issue, more importantly, the masses, I don't believe, are going to wake up.
Well, I'm not sure the masses ever will, no matter what. if history tells us anything about the majority, it is that they want to be anesthetized and generally sleep through most major events in the galaxy. But you would expect that something like CNN, you would expect better of them. You would expect them to know that those of us who are awake will catch them at what they're doing, and we'll talk about it. That is one of the worst, this is my opinion now, it's just an opinion, but that is one of the worst excuses for a news network that exists in this country. And they just proved it again.
I don't see it just in CNN. I see it all across the board and mass media, how they report on this subject, because at times they will try to give a little bit of seriousness in there, but it always ends in that damn chuckle,
Yeah.
And it's just irritating as heck.
Well, you're right. And, like I say, until they swirl the drain, I don't see any hope for them to change. Don, we have to take a break. Thanks for the call, and we'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is open line. That means we'll take your calls on anything you want to talk about, having to do with UFOs, the paranormal, anything within our genre. We'll be glad to talk about it. If you don't like what we're talking about, you need to let your fingers do the walking and call this number, 602-539-9580, or toll free, 1-888-223-4599, or you can send me a flash message if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada, and we will be happy to read your flash message and comment on it. Okay, now I've got a flash message here from Andrew down in Australia, and let me say to the caller that is on hold, if you will, just hang on. We'll get to you here in just a moment. This is from Andrew in Australia, and it says, his disclosure around the corner. In the last few days, lots of interesting things have been going on. We have Edgar Mitchell all over the place pushing for disclosure in many media outlets. We have the Paradigm Research Group in the latest press conference saying they believe President Obama will disclose by the 31st of May, this year, 2009, and also saying if he does not disclose, they will release their information, which seems strange. If the Paradigm Research Group has proof, why wait for President Obama to release the government info first? And lastly, my favorite, the government of Kazakhstan is building a UFO embassy and landing base, stating that contact with ET is imminent. And that is the reason for the base. I wish the Kazakhstan government would come clean on their info regarding the ET's imminent arrival. Interesting times indeed. What do you reckon, Kevin? Do you have any thoughts on these things? I do, and after this caller, I'll comment on those. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Yeah, I, kind of have a little more of a skeptical swing on things. They should be professional, and, there used to be some competition, and one-upmanship, so they could get to the advertising dollars and stuff, but like I say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So I kind of would like to dump it back in our own laps. I mean, we put up with this crap. You watch the news on TV, you go from one news channel to the next, and it's all the same exact same stuff, except for local news, the fire or murder or something. That's the only thing that's different. Otherwise, it's a different lineup, but it's the same stuff. So how are they in competition for advertising dollars? What is it? They just like the narrator better than on another one, or what? It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. One of the things you've heard me say, Terry, and it's so true, if you really want to know what's going on in this country, you need to read the news about us from other countries.
Yeah.
Now, they'll put their own political spin on it, but they will report on things happening in this country that if you rely on the mass media here, they will never tell you those things. They will never tell you those events took place, those incidents happened. And so if you want to know what's really popping the news around the world, you got to get out of the U.S. media and get media from elsewhere. And sometimes the best place to find out what's going on is news written by reporters in countries that hate us. I'm not saying that I buy their hate rhetoric, but you will find out about incidents taking place here in the United States that you didn't know.
Yeah, they might get some honesty out of them anyways, huh?
Well, you know, they're really...
tell them that the mayor of Phoenix already tried that.
Already tried what?
That alien crap. Brought in that news, remember, when Phoenix, they had that big...
Oh, no, that was not the mayor of Phoenix. That was the governor of the state of Arizona.
Oh, is that what it was?
That was the governor of the state.
Said, yeah, at the end there, he finally confessed and said he's seen it too, but obviously somebody else was pulling his strings at the time.
Something was going on, yeah, for sure. Hey, Terry, thanks for the call.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Alrighty, folks. The telephone line is open, and the telephone number is 602-539-9580 or 1-888-223-4599. Now, as to this flash message, I was not aware that the Paradigm Research Group had said that they expect that President Obama is going to do a disclosure on UFOs by 31st of May. I missed that, so I appreciate that. And we're going to sort of deal with that here in just a moment. But some of you may have heard it, and if you did hear that, I'd like to know from you. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming, and I'm sorry about the static.
It's okay, Brent. What's on your mind?
Well, I just thought of a little synchronicity here. Last night, you and, you were talking about people who use their cell phones too much, and they don't seem to be able to think.
Yeah, Dr. Epling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of wonder if these CNN reporters are some of those who have cell phones glued to their ears.
Could be. Could be. They definitely are engaging in mud-sucking media.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on a new video for you, too, on mud-sucker brains.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. The announcement by Paradigm Research Group that they expect that President Obama is going to disclose everything about UFOs by May 31, 2009. Now, that is phenomenal. I mean, I didn't hear it, but if they made that statement, that is just phenomenal. And then apparently they also said that if he doesn't do it by then, they're going to release the information they've got. And so I guess we're all on pins and needles now, on the edge of our chairs, and waiting to find out who's going to get there first. Will President Obama or will Paradigm Research Group? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. It's Kevin in North Carolina.
Hi, Kevin.
Okay. Place tongue firmly in cheek.
All right.
A little humor coming here.
Okay. Tongue's there.
News story from CNN.
Mm-hmm.
The Cartoon News Network reports that famed oceanic explorer Christopher Columbus believes that the world is round and a land exists with half-naked Indian people dressed in feathers beyond the ocean's edge. Then they show a picture of the shoreline, and over the edge of it is a land with Hindus tarred and feathered running around. That's about how ridiculous the story you described is. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Let me applaud you on that. That was great. Now, did you come up with that yourself?
I wrote it in the last 3-4 minutes, yeah.
Are you any good at art? Can you draw?
Not so much.
I'll tell you what, I would love to have that as a cartoon. I would put that on the internet.
Well, I give you free license to the story. Maybe somebody listening is a better artist.
Well, email it to me, okay?
Do what?
Email it to me.
Oh, well, okay, let me save the paper over here. I'm exhausted. I'll have to type it up tomorrow. But in all seriousness, I was a member of the quote-unquote media for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you my opinion, and this is a semi-professional opinion because I do have a college degree in sociology, and we look at such things in that field. But people in the media, in the news reporting business, kind of have the same concept that you know, a lot of the skeptics have, and that is that, you know, they see themselves as above normalcy, that, you know, we don't interject our opinions, we just report the facts. But what they're really doing is reflecting what they believe the public will buy. And, you know, I don't think it's anything malicious on their part. This is just part and parcel of the personality that's attracted to that job category.
Well, I don't ascribe anything malicious to it, but regardless of the reasons, I find it to be mud-sucking. I think it's just, you know, if they cannot rise to the level of just tell it, I mean, there shouldn't be anything easier than just tell it. If they can't rise to that level, that is mud-sucking intellect.
Well, they are telling it as they understand it. In other words, what I'm trying to say is they are court jesters in the court of the emperor that has the new clothes, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, because I did it, and I got caught up in the mentality for a short amount of time. I mean, I ran down to the fire in downtown, and, you know, somebody was telling a rumor about somebody taking clothes out of this shop before it caught on fire. So I ran back and recorded my story and sent it into the state news network just so I could get it heard. You know, it's all about popularity and pressing people, but they really do believe they're neutral, and they have this, you know, I'm intelligent, I'm above all that type attitude. So if the experts say this is the way it is, they swallow that hook, line, and sinker, and they feel that it's their moral obligation to pass that on along. If the experts would change their tune, they would too.
Well, I think they'll change their tune when they swirl the drain.
Well, yeah, and that's and you do have a point. It's the evidence is out there that you know, terrestrial radio and television is with, you know, with cable and internet and everything else, they're losing their what do you call it, market share
drastically and rapidly. Look, major newspapers. Have gone under within the last 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
And
radio stations are closing down, too.
Mm-hmm.
One in Charlotte shut off, went off the air, turned their license in last year. But I do want to make this recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I say we bypass them. In the last couple of weeks, I've been looking at a lot of videos because I've been out of the, you know, what is mainstream ufology doing loop for a long time. And I have to tell you, if I was going to, like, try to say to like a neighbor or someone I don't know overly well that's not into that, here, watch these. I would say the disclosure video from 2001 and then that executive summary that they did. Any reasonable person could sit down and watch that 3.5-4 hours worth of video and say to themselves, there's got to be something to this. And I think if we could get that video out there to common people, when the common people wake up and when the, and I'm going to put this in terms of the way the media would say it, when the aluminum foil reflector hat crowd, you know, starts saying there's something to it, then they'll start responding to it. They'll take it serious. You know, they almost started taking it serious with the Stephenville thing, like Matt Lauer and some of those shows, the morning shows. You know, they were taking it seriously. And I thought that was the first really good step. But like you said, the mainstream reporters that are out for ratings, they have to go back for the giggle factor.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, honestly, they need my voice out here telling them, I'm not laughing, I don't think it's funny, I think you people are stupid. They actually need my voice and others like me. If they don't have us and if they don't pay attention, they will not just swirl the drain, they'll go down the drain.
You're right. I don't think the thing is to worry about really though what the masses think or what the media think. I've gotten to a point where I've realized that all along I've kind of been almost like a split personality. There's what I really believe for people that also believe, and I'll talk frank about it, like on this show. And then there's, oh, better not say that when the neighbors come over. Don't want them to think I'm crazy. You know what? I'm done with that. If you want to come over to my house and sit in my living room, and if I mention something about UFOs and you look at me funny, well, don't come over and hand me that beer back. You don't want to be drinking or iced tea or whatever, you know. I'm just... you know, I'm not going to entertain that. I'm not going to have you come in my home and have me feel like an idiot.
So all right, let me give you some applause. Absolutely. Well, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take you and me and a whole bunch more like us not to giggle, but to look people right in the eye and say, where have you been for the past 50 years? Why are you so uninformed?
And,
you know,
I told a guy this morning, Kevin, I was giving something away, and a person I never met before came over to my house to pick it up, and we struck up a conversation, and some of this came up, and I said to him, I said, you know, to me, the aliens have proven to me personally that they exist, but it's not the kind of proof that I can take and show to someone else. It's just, to me, it's proof, but I can't stick it under your microscope.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, but if you don't believe that yet, you just haven't had the experience. I think the proof is there. You just haven't looked for it. It's like the old saying, you can find proof of God looking at a dust ball in the corner of the room if you look close enough, but you have to look. Well, same thing applies to the aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Listen, thanks for the call. I got to move along.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks. Great call. I'm done with it, he said. Absolutely. That is great. And we need more of you to be done with it. You need to get to a point where you can say, I am done with putting up with people chuckling and laughing and making fun. You start holding their feet to the fire. Hold them accountable. And show them the evidence. And ask them if they think NASA is NASA stupid. Ask them if they are smarter than a guy that walked on the moon. Do you know, you can't even spell astronaut and you think you're smarter than the guy that walked on the moon? He says they're real. I think when we start holding people accountable, hold their feet to the fire, I think we will start to see this thing turn around. They laugh because we cooperate with the giggles. It's that simple. 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. Or toll free at 888-223-4599. All right. This is a flash message, let's see, from the United Kingdom. Nigel writes, the nuclear bomb was kept secret, but now every nation has one. If UFO technology is disclosed, then every nation will fly. Then 80% of the population will continue to grow. Yeah, well, if the technology is what we suspect it is, I'm not sure that the population would continue to grow, but I think that even if it did, if the technology is what we suspect it is, we would be able to handle a growing population with no problem. the problems that we have with population growth can all be solved technologically if we have the will to put the money behind it and do it. We don't, as yet, have that will. What do you think about this, folks? One of our flash messages this evening says that the Paradigm Research Group, in their latest press conference, said they think President Obama will disclose all or most information about UFOs by 31 May 2009. You think that will happen? Do you think it is for real? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello there, Kevin.
Hi.
This is Tony from Norman, Oklahoma.
Hi, Tony.
I can very hardly hear you.
Yes, sir.
We
can hear you just fine.
Asking, say again?
We hear you just fine.
Okay. You were asking about the X conference.
Uh-huh.
And what was said.
Yeah.
Stephen Bassett said that if Mr. Obama does not disclose by May 30th, the Paradigm Research Group has a large amount of contacts, people, and information. And at that time, the Paradigm Research Group will begin to more or less flood the news services with this kind of information.
Okay, so let me ask you, do you think President Obama will do that?
I can only say that if he is going to try to do what he said he was going to do, make this government more transparent, open, then I think it would be a very good idea for him to do that.
Okay.
Stephen Bassett also said that if he does not do it, he's pretty sure that someone like France or another very big country will come out with this information.
Did Stephen Bassett...
available on YouTube.
Did Stephen Bassett say what kind of information this is?
Not specifically.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you think it is?
With what Stephen Bassett knows?
Yeah.
I would imagine it's a load of good stuff. With all the people that that he's got with the X conference and all the government insiders that he's supposedly been in touch with.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine he could do some damage.
Well, it's going to be an interesting race to watch all the way till, I think you said, 30th of May, right?
That's what he said, yes.
Okay.
He said 100 days plus 30.
100 days plus 30.
Yeah, Obama's first 100 days plus 30.
Gotcha.
He said he's given him the extra 30 days because of the massive amount of problems he came into.
All right, Terry, I want to thank you for the call, and we have got to run. It is break time. We'll be back, folks, right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let me apologize to our last caller. I said Terry, it's Tony, and I knew that, but I just said the wrong name. You got to forgive me. I'm an old guy, all right? But anyway, Tony, I appreciate that call. Very, very interesting. Let's check very quickly to see how we're doing on flash messages and see if we've got any that I need to read to you. Okay, we do not, but let's go to the telephone and caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Don again. Is it okay if I make a quick testimony on your Gods in the Garden DVD set?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been getting my email or not, but I just got around to watching it. I've been having some problems, and anyways, I watched it, and, you know, first thing I thought of before watching it, you're always saying, well, you know, you're asking people, did it rock their boat? And the problem is with that is most people who watch your show, well, we're people who already have open minds, and we've had a lot of experiences in life, and well, you know, with paranormal and UFOs and stuff, so our boats are not easily rocked. But I gotta say, man, that set did that was one heck of a seminar, and that did a pretty good job of rocking my boat.
Well, thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah, it a lot of people approach that seminar like they approach everything else in life. I guess it's just normal that people would do that, and that is they think they already know what it's going to be and what it's going to be like. And would I be exaggerating if I say you don't know? You got to see it.
No, I don't see how anybody could have a clue to any of it unless they do see it.
Well, I think so too. People think they know. And they even think, well, it's gods in the garden. So he's talking about, you know, the Anunnaki, but they were called Elohim or something else. And no, that is not the gods that are in the garden. And people think they know, but they don't have a clue till they see it.
Well, if anybody out there who hasn't seen it and thinks that, well, it's too expensive, I'm not going to buy it, it's worth every penny. I know a lot of people go out there and they buy movies and stuff. Yeah, I know I've told you before, I got quite an expensive dedicated home theater room, and I literally got a few thousand movies. And I'm used to watching movies, and I'm getting to the point anymore where I'm very critical of movies, saying, it was just okay. And I watch UFO documentaries and stuff, and anymore, it's just hard to find anything. But your documentary, man, it kept me glued to that chair. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later, Don.
All right. Well, that was unexpected. But I'm a pleasant surprise. Yeah, you may, you know, on that Gods in the Garden seminar, you may think you know what that's about. You don't. Trust me, you don't. And unless you get it and see it, you will never know what that's about. I don't know anyone else that is explaining and teaching what you'll get in that seminar. Now, whether I do a good job or bad job, I'll leave that to you to decide. But you cannot assume that you already know this stuff. You're going to see things and hear things you've never been exposed to. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Larry from Illinois.
Hi, Larry.
I want to talk to you about a little different subject.
Okay.
Didn't you talk about tonight?
Okay.
Was when you had Aurora, Michael, and Alex?
Bill Alec.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about 9/11 and the fact that there were no planes. That really threw me. You know, they're quoting John Lear as being the absolute, I guess, know-it-all. And that's just, I thought it was ridiculous.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, you are not alone. I got a lot of email, as I always do, with people that were on the other side of the fence from Aurora and from Bill and Michael. So you have a lot of company. But see, here's the thing. The thing is that everyone that comes on this show, in order for them to be a guest on this show, they have to be doing something that's edge. They have to, I mean, if they're doing the same thing all the rest of us are doing, how interesting is that? That's not interesting. And so they have to be someone doing something that's out on the edge. And so we're going to hear things that we strongly disagree with. Listen, I hear things on this show that I strongly disagree with personally. I very, very seldom interject any of that into the interview because I want you and everyone else to make up their own mind without me influencing it. And I just ask questions and let them answer, and they answer however they answer. But I want to congratulate you and applaud you for calling in to voice your opinion, and that's what it's all about. We all have opinions, and opinions, every opinion is just as valid as somebody else's. I find it personally difficult to buy that there were no planes. But I back off. Yeah. You know, in fact, you might remember, I said, oh, wait a minute. I saw the live video of the plane flying into the building. And they said, you think you saw a plane. So I back off and I say, okay. Well, there's a possibility that, I mean, I can be fooled by grand illusions like anybody else can. There's a possibility that our eyes were fooled somehow. On the other hand, my mind still tells me I saw a plane fly into that building. And then, you know, what about all of the
video cameras that saw the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and my question would be, well, what about all of the people that died in all of those plane crashes, you know, the two into the towers and then the one in the field out in Pennsylvania? You know, and what about them? I mean, they're gone from their families, you know. So but I'm not saying that my questions prove that 9/11 happened as I think it did, which is the planes flying into the buildings. I'm not saying my questions prove that, but I am going to ask those questions. You know, I think they have to be answered.
Oh yeah, there's the official story is pretty bogus, my opinion anyway.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of things about the official story that don't make sense. But there's a lot of things about the alternative stories that don't make sense as well. I mean,
right, and like John Lehrer is one of them. That was just,
well, he certainly is. He's,
I don't know,
controversial.
The three of them were part of dissemination, or just that they haven't really done any investigation. I mean, if you do any investigation at all, you know, you're probably not going to come up with the assumption that John Lehrer did. I mean, I wouldn't listen to him after that.
Well, see, I still have this question. Larry, my question is, the biggest question, why would Osama bin Laden take credit for it knowing that we were going to fly missiles up his rear? I don't understand why he would take credit for it unless he actually did it. So
I don't even think he was involved in it at all.
Well,
opinion.
Look, a lot of people think he was not. I think he was, but, I mean, that's my opinion. I think he was, mm-hmm. But I think that's why he took credit for it.
Some of the videos I've seen of him look a little phony, so I can't say that there is an official, true video of him.
Well, and you make a good point. You make an excellent point. And, you know, it's kind of like the videos of the moon landings, you know.
I mean, part evidence, they moved his whole family. No planes were flying a few days later, but yet the government moved anybody tied with him, his family, out of the country.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
So,
when all the other planes were grounded,
they thought he was guilty.
Mm-hmm. So when all the other planes were grounded, his family and their plane was granted permission to fly, and it flew.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Talk.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about whenever I tell you that it's okay to have a different opinion. I mean, I've got mine on every subject that we talk about on this show, but I very seldom give my opinion. I did just now with Larry. I gave my opinion about 911. I think it was, I think that Osama was behind it. But I could be wrong. And, you know, some of the other theories could be correct. Well, we'll give your ideas equal time right here. All you have to do is call us and talk to us about it, whatever you think on any of these topics. Whatever you think is okay here. Thinking is encouraged here. All right? Now, the telephone line is open, 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580, or toll free at 888-223-4599. The whole thing about President Obama, and I think it was, I can't remember, I think it was Tony that talked to us about this. And told us that Paradigm Research Group said they're going to give him 100 days, the first 100 days of his presidency, plus 30. And if he doesn't disclose by then the information about UFOs, then Paradigm Research Group is going to release a whole bunch of information that they have. Well, I hope he does it. And I would like to know what you think. Do you think he will? If you think he is going to do it, why do you think so? If you think he will not, why do you think so? I think he will not. And I'll tell you the reason I think he will not disclose anything about UFOs, because I think, number one, the trend of the past gives us a fair prediction for the future, and that is that a lot of presidents have said they were going to, or several presidents have said they were going to release that information, and they didn't do it. He hasn't even said he would. So, we'll see. It's we're living in interesting times. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, we will continue with your calls, and we will continue with your flash messages. Don't go away. We are back. The telephone line is open, and the telephone number is 602-539-9580, or toll-free at 1-888-223-4599. Don't forget that we've got this special thing happening with our members area. If you subscribe to the members area, you get a quarterly subscription. So that means every 3 months you will pay for your subscription. We're going to send you, as a bonus, just to say thank you, we're going to send you Ed Grimsley's DVD called Are Star Wars Real? Now, Are Star Wars Real is an interview. Ed Grimsley is interviewing Joanne Richards, and she talks about her husband's role in a secret space program. And also on this DVD, you will find Ed Grimsley's some videos shot with night vision, videos showing UFOs flying in space above us. That's yours free, no extra charge. All you have to do is subscribe on a quarterly basis. If you subscribe on an annual basis, we're going to send that to you as a thank you gift. Plus, we're going to send you UFO Wars. All right? UFO Wars is Ed Grimsley's night vision DVD about all of these objects in space above us, these UFOs. You get to see them here. You will see single UFOs. You'll see, like, groups of them flying and maneuvering, and we'll send that to you. So you get both of these when you subscribe annually, all right? We'll send these to you to say thank you. So don't forget to do that. Go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Be sure you subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, but then also be sure that you subscribe as a member and go quarterly or annually. You get a break on the rates by going quarterly or annually, okay? So it's less expensive that way. It's not expensive to start with. It's 23 cents a day. All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
This is Steve from San Diego.
Okay, you're breaking up really, really bad. Try it again.
Okay. I
apologize. I'm going to have to go ahead and release the line. It's breaking up so badly we can't understand anything you're saying. Call back, and we'll see if we get a better connection. All right, 602-539-9580 is the number to call, or 888-223-4599. What sort of information do you suspect Paradigm Research Group has? That's kind of got me rocked back on my heels a little bit. It apparently must be sort of bombshell information for them to be sort of using it to say to the president, either you do it or we're going to do it. So it must be some heavyweight information. And so it'll be interesting to watch, will it not, and see if the president does disclosure on UFOs by the 30th of May. That will be fascinating. Now, the first thing that comes to my mind will be, I know I'm going to get emails from people saying, well, once disclosure is made, then what will you do for a show? Well, there will still be many, many unknowns in this universe, and this show is about the strange and the unexplained. From the United Kingdom, a flash message says, no, he won't disclose it. Because it's a matter of defense, or at least part of it is. Some of it is far beyond them. I think what he's saying here is some of the information the government simply doesn't understand, and I would suspect that's true. I would suspect they don't fully understand everything that's in their possession in terms of information, and maybe in terms of actual maybe they have actual craft. Maybe they have pieces of craft. Maybe they do. And I think they don't fully understand it. I think it is far beyond them because it's far beyond us, and us is them. Okay. So what do you think Paradigm Research Group has? What sort of information do you think they've got? Stephen Bassett, you know, has been on this show several times, and we certainly look forward to him being with us again sometime in the near future. But what sort of information? It's got to be heavyweight. It's got to be really powerful information for them to be able to say, look, say it to the president, look, either you do it by this date, or we're going to release this information. It's got to be more than what we have seen and heard before. Now, see, for me, there's just no debate about it. I know for some of you there is debate about it. For me, there's absolutely no debate over whether UFOs are real. The miles and miles of footage, film footage, miles and miles and piles of photographs, miles of videotape, absolute reams, millions of reams of pages of witness testimonies. And, you know, among the witnesses, you're talking about astronauts, you're talking about military pilots, you're talking about commercial pilots, you're talking about cops, you're talking about firefighters, you're talking about presidents, prime ministers, generals, admirals, people who say that they have seen UFOs and that they are real and they are not from this planet. All right. So for me, the debate's over. I mean, that's just a dead debate as far as I'm concerned. The whole thing where people are saying, well, I don't know if I really believe in UFOs or not. Well, I don't really care whether you believe in UFOs or not. That is a childish thing to do anyway. Why believe in something that doesn't call upon you to believe anything? I mean, they either are real or they're not. Look, let me ask you a question. I'm holding up a pen. A pen that I click a lot during the show, and people write to me and tell me don't do that. This pen, do you believe that's a pen? Do you believe it's right here? There's a pen. Do you believe pens exist? And you would chuckle and you would say, well, that's dumb. I mean, there it is. Okay. Same for UFOs. They either exist or they don't. And it just doesn't have anything at all to do with believing anything. The point is, are you going to investigate the evidence and are you going to buy the evidence? In other words, if the evidence says it's real, are you going to intellectually be honest enough to say, that's the evidence, that's what it says, that's it? You're intellectually honest enough to say, yep, Smith, you're holding that pen up there. Nothing about you says that you're trying to decide whether to believe that that's a pen and whether I'm holding a pen. Nothing about you says, well, I don't know if I believe that. So where does that come from when it comes to UFOs? I mean, what nonsense? They either exist or they don't, and the evidence either says they do or it says they don't. And when you check the evidence, including an official statement by the United States government, it says UFOs exist. It was called Project Blue Book. And when they said that there were over, I think it was over 1,200, 1,400, something like that, that they couldn't explain, that was an official admission that UFOs are real. All right, we've got most of our technical difficulties all straightened up. And we still have a couple of issues left with the audio, but we'll get that taken care of over the weekend, hopefully. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.